Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. And I'm excited about having my friend Jerry Sarvati on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry is general partner of an organization that's being developed, a property that's being developed in Scotland called Renaissance Club at Archerfield. It's a golf course. And I've asked Jerry to join us on the show to talk to us about the birth of this thing in his mind or someone's mind, the idea of a group of Americans building a golf course in Scotland. And you know, what's that like? What are the challenges? What are the opportunities? He's a small business owner just like you and me. And as I said, he's our friend. Gerald, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. How are you today?
Doing great. It's good to have you here. Congratulations. I've been tracking. You've been keeping me posted on how things are going over at the Renaissance Club at Archerfield in Scotland. I've got photographs in front of me. We're gonna tell folks. In fact, folks, let me go ahead and give you the website. You might want to just the views are beautiful. The photographs are beautiful on the website. Go to this website, trcaa.com. TRCAA, that stands for the Renaissance Club at Archerfield, TRCAA.com. And you can see some of the things, especially if you love golf as I do, and you can kind of follow along with us. It's really taking shape over there, Gerald, and I congratulate you on that.
Thanks. Yeah, we're real excited. We finally got our approval from the planning authorities at the end of last year. And we moved forward shortly thereafter, about the second week of January. And things are really moving forward rapidly.
Okay. There's a country song that was out a year or so ago by Dierks Bentley called I Know What I Was Feeling, But What Was I Thinking? And so that's my question to you. Have you ever had any I'm just going to ask you straight up. I know what you were feeling. It sounded like a good idea, but what were you thinking?
To tell you the truth, we didn't know what we were thinking when we originally got into this.
Have you asked yourself that question since you started this?
We have. In fact, we've asked ourselves that question I've asked myself a question now for several years. I've been working on the project it's 4 years, actually, so this month.
When did you actually see the scope of ground and say, you know what, we need a golf course here?
Well, what happened is that I'm one of, as you know, of several siblings. I have 8 brothers and sisters.
Right. I've met most of them.
Yeah, I'm sure you have. And we get together once a year for a golf outing. And one of those golf outings about 4 years ago, one of my other brother's associates, you know, knew about this piece of property over in Scotland, and he said, you know, do you want to build a golf course in Scotland? And we kind of looked at him like he was kind of crazy, told him there was plenty of golf over there.
You said, what are you thinking?
What are you thinking? Exactly. But then he told us it was next to Murfield. And that piqued our interest.
That's the famous Murfield.
The famous Murfield, one of the Open Championship courses.
Right.
And when he said next to, he didn't fully explain, but we found out very shortly thereafter that it was immediately adjacent.
Oh,
we're actually
wow.
The neighbor.
Wow.
And
so the rabbits go from one property to the other quickly, huh?
The deer jumped the fence. So we at that point in time, that summer, 4 years ago, I went over there and started looking at the property and meeting the people that owned the property.
How many acres?
The total acreage that is on the piece of property is 500. We
wow.
have 300. We have 300 under lease.
Right.
The lease was executed about a month ago.
300, that's a nice size for a golf course.
It is. It's an adequate size.
It, yep.
There's actually not just the course. There's the clubhouse, and we're actually going to have 100 lodge rooms.
Right.
So we're going to provide accommodations for our guests coming over.
Now, this is going to be an international destination, isn't it?
It's absolutely an international destination. That's our goal.
Yeah. Okay, let's get back to the development of this thing. So you went over there, you saw this property, and now Jerry, I know you. I know you've got plenty of capability, but even for you, this had to be something where you said, "Whoa, am I up to this?"
Well, we did, and as a matter of fact, we, you know, at the beginning, one of the reasons it took 4 years is because we were very slow and methodical, and used a whole bunch of patience in
learning. How long did you go before you actually secured the site?
The site was actually secured. Let me put it this way. The commitment was made on November 1st, 2004.
Okay, so you actually went about two or more years studying it, doing your due diligence and everything before you actually said, okay, we're committed.
That's correct.
And see, folks, that's a lesson right there. That's a very important lesson. Because, Jerry, it would have been easy for you to got caught up in the emotion of all this, the excitement of all this. I promise you, I would have gotten excited about it. It would have been easy for you to have gotten caught up in it. Maybe even just to have said, wait a minute, we better lock this thing in or we'll lose it. It would have been easy to do that, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The discipline pays off, doesn't it?
Patience pays off.
Discipline pays off, folks. Due diligence, it's an important thing. Anything that you're doing, any business that you're developing out there, please be patient. Patience is your friend. 22, we'll be right back with Jerry Sarvati. We're going to build this golf course.
When this whole world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face.
Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our friend Jerry Sarvati. Jerry is executive committee, a member of the executive committee and general partner of the Renaissance Club at Archer Field, LLC. This is a limited liability company that has come together to form this, to build this golf course over in Scotland, which is directly contiguous to Muirfield, which is the famous British Open course, right? They don't say British over there. They say Open. It is the Open over there. And so it's adjacent to that. They're building it. What are you guys, a couple of years away from finishing it?
Well, we actually, like I said earlier, broke ground construction on the golf course in January, and the architect and the construction company tells us it's going to be complete by the end of September, and I suspect it'll be October. But with the last holes being seeded late in the year, we won't get much growth.
Not
on
a lot
last
of growing
holes.
Season over there in the winter, is there?
That's correct. It's only about 6 months.
It gets pretty cold and rainy as early as the 1st of September over there, doesn't it?
It can. I mean, when the wind blows and you get a northerly wind coming off the Firth of Forth, which is basically the North Sea, it can get a wee bit nippy, as they
say. Wait a minute, Jerry. When the wind blows, this is Scotland. The wind always blows in Scotland.
It does always blow in Scotland. Well, that's not exactly true, but yeah, you can
have. It's about does. As my Scottish friends say, they win, they golf.
That's and, very, very true.
Okay, now I was impressed with the patience and the diligence that you took before you launched this thing. And by the way, folks, if you want to see pictures of what we're talking about, they actually have photographs. If you've never seen a golf course being developed in photographs as it's being developed, you can see all those on this website, trcaa.com. trcaa.com. That stands for Renaissance Club at Archer at Archer Field, and but you took a long time really to secure the property. You've taken even more time to get everything ready. You only just begun construction, and you know after quite a few years of looking into this thing. So, what are some of the things, the steps that you had to go through? Talk to us about doing business in Scotland as an American company.
That's an interesting question because, you know, the way business is done in Scotland, I guess maybe even more so than here in the States, is patience is a very significant key. We made sure that, you know, you're dealing with local authorities and right. Things are looked at a little differently, especially because of just time, history.
Right. Right.
There's different types of reviews. For example, an archaeological review is a significant part of the entire project.
Their historic society over there, and I've forgotten, you would know the term, I've forgotten what it is, the one that owns a bunch of their castles and everything, they're very, very serious about their antiquities, aren't they?
There's actually two organizations. One's called Historic Scotland.
Right.
The other's called Scottish National Heritage.
Right.
And they're very, very meticulous. In fact, just very recently, we have, in the part and parcel to the golf course, we actually found some ruins that are
really?
Going to be evaluated.
Wow. So what does that mean for you?
Well, what means a couple things. Number one is it means we need to give them a little time because there's some time for the archaeological study to go through. It's going to take about 6 to 8 weeks, but it's a very small portion of the property, of the overall development, so it's really not going to slow us up.
But see, when you said time, I heard money.
It is money.
And these are the kinds of things that the uninitiated might get into trouble on, not realizing, not building in the kind of, you know, capitalization to make sure that you can withstand these kind of surprises.
Absolutely. And part and parcel to the planning process, again, you know, with the amount of time that I took in evaluating this and going through all the documents that were prepared and the plan that was, you know, given to the local council, East Lothian Council, was we knew we were obligated if something would be found. We knew there was going to be an archaeological investigation, and if something was found, we were obligated to pay for it. So it was built in.
Right, and very smart to do that. So what about dealing with the government over there? Have they been good to deal with?
They have, and in that regard, I think that probably not much different than we see certain things here. As I mentioned to you earlier, we're in a coastal environment. We have three
of the holes, folks. Number 12 green, number 13 hole, par 3, and 14 tee has a beautiful view of the ocean.
Oh, fantastic!
Of the Firth of Forth, I should say.
The Firth of Forth. Actually is the North Sea.
Right.
Yep. It's they're beautiful views, and we've got a view of Fidra Island, which is the island that was used when Robert Louis Stevenson, wrote Treasure Island.
Right.
He wrote Treasure Island off of Fidra Island
that?
So they're beautiful views and some of those shots you can see on the website.
Right. Absolutely, folks. There are many beautiful ones there. I noticed that your layout of your course is not typical links course. It doesn't go out all the way to, you know, out 9 and come back 9. It goes out and comes back and goes out and comes back, more like an American course.
It, to some extent, that's true. We had the course architect is Tom Doak. I don't know how much you know about Tom,
but absolutely,
he's a very minimalist. He's led the minimalist society, so to speak, as far as golf architecture is concerned, and the lay of the land and the property that you have kind of leads directionally what you can and cannot do.
Right. Well, that's sort of the attitude that I heard. What was the great architect, the great American architect? I'll think of his name in a minute. That was a sort of a minimalist. He said, "You don't build a house on the hill; you build a house of the hill."
Exactly.
And you guys are building this golf course of the hill, aren't you?
Absolutely, we sure are.
When we come back after these messages, we're going to tell you a little bit more about how, if you'd like to find out more about this course, maybe be a member, maybe visit it whenever you're going to be in Scotland, or maybe even make a plan to go there for the purpose of playing this course. We'll tell you about how to do that right after these messages. We'll be right back with Jerry Sarvati. Tim Till, stay with us. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We've almost got this golf course built here, folks. Jerry Sarvati and I have been building this golf course over the last few minutes. The folks, the golf course we're talking about is Renaissance Club at Archer Field, which is hard by to Muirfield, adjacent to, actually, Muirfield. Three of the courses look out over the Firth of Forth, the beautiful part of the North Sea. And I want to give you that website again because I'd like for you to encourage you to check it out just to go see what a golf, if nothing else, just to go see what a golf course looks like when it's being developed. That's TRCAA.com. Jerry, now you're going to have the business model for your golf course is that you're going to offer offer memberships. People can join on an annual membership just like they would their course at home, so to speak. But also, what if I'm not a member and I just want to go and play there? How will I be able to do that?
You can do that. And
do I need to be a resident to stay at the lodge that you're going to have?
No, you do not. Okay. You'll be able to go to the website when the course opens, and you'll be able to get on.
Schedule a
tee time, but it will be limited. I mean, it'll be limited. In Scotland, it's very, very unusual to have what we know over here in the States as a private club.
Right.
There are a few, but there are only a couple, to be honest with you. And
so this is sort of kind of a semi-private club.
It's going to be a semi-private club, but the public play will be very limited.
Right. So you folks, you're going to want to, you know, if you go over there, anybody who's going over to take a, what I'm excited about it, Jerry, is that this adds another golf course option for people who are going over. A lot of people go over for a week or whatever to the Scotland area, and they play St. Andrews, they play, several Muirfield, they play some of the other courses around there. This is going to give them another option.
It absolutely is.
But they need to make the reservations. Now, the course is actually not going to be open until 2008, right? A couple of years.
That's correct. Spring of 2008.
Right. What if somebody was over in Scotland between now and then, and they just wanted to go and just visit and see what it looked like, and maybe even consider being a member? Could they wander over there? Do they need to call you and make an appointment? What do they need to do?
Absolutely. What they can do is just go to the website. They can get my phone number, give me a call. We encourage people to go over and take a look at what we're doing. There's going to be activity all summer long. I'm going to be over there for the entire month of July.
Right.
We encourage people to come over, see what building a golf course is all about. It's very exciting, and it's a wealth of knowledge about what it takes to build a golf course.
So you're going to, but your plan is, if I understand it correctly, the course is going to be, the construction is basically going to be done on the golf course by the end of 2006, and then you're going to give it a whole year to season and settle in and mature before you actually open it to the public. Is that right?
That's correct, and during that time period, we'll be building the clubhouse.
The clubhouse, right? Now, tell us about the clubhouse and the hotel rooms.
The lodges. There's nine sites for the lodges. There'll be an 8 to 12 rooms in each lodge. The clubhouse is about 25,000 square foot, high end clubhouse, but built in the tradition of the Scottish architecture. That's our goal. One of the primary goals that we have for the entire project is to, and we've asked Tom this. We want Tom to build something that's been there, looks like it's been there for 100 years.
Build it of the hill, not on the hill. And by the way, that architect, thanks to my crack team here at my show here, was Frank Lloyd Wright. I just couldn't get his name out, but he said that. Build the house of the hill, not on the hill. And I congratulate you, Jerry, for doing that. I want to talk, let's get back to a little business. How have the contractors been to deal with over there compared to, say, contractors in America? How's the business side of that been?
The business side, the contractors there are, I would say, a little bit more meticulous maybe than we are over here. I think patience is the key. What we've tried to do is meet with the contractors, have discussions with them. You know, the rules and the legal side of the business is different.
Right. You've had to learn a whole new way of life, a new way of business over there, haven't you?
You absolutely do. And, you know, reading the contracts and knowing what is different about British law is very important. That's
right.
Something that we take our time, had good
representation. They move slower
ourselves
over there, and I don't mean that they're not smart as us. I mean, they're more deliberate. That's the way I should say it over there, aren't they?
Absolutely. They are more deliberate, and that's a better way to put it, because I think that what we've learned as we've been over there is that if you just be persistent but recognize that patience is the key.
Right. Jerry, I've got 20 seconds. Last thoughts. What would you like to, last thing you'd like to leave us with about your construction project?
The last thing I'd like to leave you with is come see us. It's a fabulous place to visit. It's a beautiful environment, and you really enjoy it. And as soon as when we get open, I invite everybody to come take a look at the Renaissance Club at Archerfield.
It's a construction site now, folks, but it's going to be a beautiful property. And, Jerry, you're going to keep coming back and giving us updates on how it's going, aren't you?
I absolutely will, Jim.
Well, you're invited right now. Jerry Sarvati, ladies and gentlemen. That website, again, is TRCAA.com. Thanks, Jerry. See you next
time.
Thanks, Jim. Gotta go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate. See you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.